Hello and welcome to the week 4 podcast for the impacts of festivals and events. And I hope that things are going well in the module so far. My understanding from Maren was that the week 3 seminars all went well, or both went well, should I say. The two of them with the split down the middle and you're working in your different assessment groups. She's also provided me with some information of what we think you're doing in terms of who you're working with, but I'm still waiting for emails from you regarding which events you're working on and just confirming the different people that are in your group. So if you can send those through to me and by email, that would be much appreciated, and then we'll know where we are. So last week we were looking at the ways in which we can start to think about evaluating events and festivals and their impact. So we touched on things like qualitative and quantitative research. We touched on tangible and intangible, and then you're able to develop some of those themes a bit further with Maren during the seminars. Now, looking ahead to the week 4 classes, we're going to be looking at some pretty major events, London 2012 and the Glasgow 2014 Commonwealth Games. So, you know, if ever there were events where some sort of impact assessment could be carried out, then these are pretty good examples from the UK. Now, this is exclusive news. We have a guest speaker coming in for the lecture on Thursday, which I'm very much looking forward to. His name is Matthew Moyer, and he works for Glasgow 2014. Now, his role there is not, you know, directly impact assessment, particularly not on political impacts. So what we'll be getting from him is an insider's view on Glasgow 2014 and some of the broader impacts that it is having. Now, when it comes to the particular themes that we're interested in, he knows that we have this interest in political impacts this week. And he also knows that that it's part of this broader module. So, you know, we hope that he will touch on those themes anyway, and that's what he's suggested he will do. But we also have the chance to ask him plenty of questions as well. So make sure that you come prepared with the sorts of questions that you've got. And, you know, the sorts of themes that came out of last week's classes about validity and reliability, those are the kind of things that an event like this needs to take on board. How will you make sure that what you're measuring is what you think you're measuring? How will you be sure that your research methods are appropriate to what you're interested in? So we're taking that in the course of this week's classes, and in the seminars there will be an opportunity to look into more depth at the London 2012 experience, the delivery of new venues and new investments and new facilities and so on. That'll be done partly through a BBC film, partly through your discussions, and partly through some of our ideas. That's also a chance, that seminar, for us to give you some sort of general slides on the political impacts of events. So we won't have time to go into them in huge depth, but a lot of it is drawn from various easily accessible sources, such as the Don Getz chapter and the Bowden et al. Textbook. So we're drawing from those sorts of things and then looking to apply them to our examples, which you can do in your own time, as it were. Now, that's about it for this particular podcast. I hope things are going well for you. Like I say, I look forward to hearing more about which events you're focusing your assessment on. And we'll take it from there. All the best for now, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday, if not before. Bye-bye.